And so I invite you now to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Just become comfortable in your seat and take a deep healing breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then exhale. Take another couple of deep breaths, and with each breath, know you are going into your room, into that sacred place in your own soul. And as you shut the door, release any tension in your body, shut out worry or angst in your mind, and just be in the presence right here, right now. And in this consciousness, let us once again go to the mountaintop overlooking the beautiful Sea of Galilee, sitting on a large boulder with Jesus and his disciples. We hear the Master say, "Pray then like this. Pray then like this." And I hope you will allow my words to be the words of your heart as we revisit the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, Mother, who art in heaven, I am one with the power of God, my divine parent. My true source is the indwelling presence and power of Spirit. There is no distance, no separation in my life. There is only God expressing as me in this now moment. I dedicate this day to creating the kingdom in every area of my life. I am grateful for the energy of unconditional love and the gentle guidance that will help me this day establish the kingdom. Hallowed be thy name. Holy, whole, good, and perfect is God's nature. Today I honor the power of divine presence, and I will carefully choose how I use the hallowed name. I will not choose to connect the I am that God represents in me with any ideas of lack, limitation, or weakness. These are not the truth of God, and they are not the truth of me. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because I remember the truth of my oneness with God, the kingdom of heaven lives in my consciousness this day. I affirm that the perfect idea of God, which I am in spirit, is unfolding in and through and as me now. I allow divine will to lead me into manifesting in the outer that which I am within. Give us this day our daily bread. Today I accept the kingdom, the daily bread of abundance, love, guidance, wisdom, and wholeness. I remain alert and grateful as I recognize all the ways I am fed by Spirit. I am now and always nourished by the indwelling Christ, and I welcome opportunities to feed and nourish others through my thoughts, words, and actions of love, respect, and appreciation. Forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. I affirm that mine is a life of perfect abundance because the presence of God flows through me. I erase every sense of lack from my life, and I dissolve any resentments against others or situations. I realize that no person or situation can truly block my good. As I forgive myself and others, I feel God's love filling my being and overflowing into every single aspect of my life. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Today, I feel the power of God within me, lovingly leading me away from darkness and error. I am delivered from all thoughts and impulses based on ignorance of my spiritual purpose. I am one with the Most High as instruments of love and forgiveness in every situation. My life is whole and perfect, and the kingdom of heaven is expressing through me now. Join me in the last line, please. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I spend this day appreciating God as all there is, the energy of life, expressing fully at every point in the universe, expressing fully within me. The abundance in my life is God's kingdom in expression. The beauty and joy in my life are God's glory in expression. I am one with all God is, and I am grateful. Amen. Truly power to these statements, and so it is. Amen. So let's take just a few moments in the silence just to take all of this in before we listen to Julie doing the whole prayer in Aramaic.